when you're building a strategy, always look at through the lens of, wouldn't every business want this? If you're putting strategic imperatives down against your business for long-term planning, that are things like make it easy to use, give customers the best price. Look, every business wants those things. You have to rethink how you're evaluating the way that you're going to be able to execute your vision in the market if you're thinking that way. Take a step back, look for your unique value props, look for who you're actually going after and targeting. Try to understand how you're going to deliver on that vision for them, and stop worrying about the business speak or, you know, what might sound good or look good on paper. Because trust me, if someone that understands what they're doing takes a look at things like that, they're going to call you on it right away, and you're going to have to go back and do it again in the first place. So just start right from the get-go looking at it through the lens of, does every business want to do that? Creating the perception that you're in the right place at the right time requires a couple of things. One, depth of effort, putting in all of the time, day in and day out, that's required for you to be everywhere all the time. You have to have had a tremendous amount of effort put in to long-term thinking, understanding where you're going, why you're doing it, what the strategy is, and actually just hard execution. You can't expect that you're going to be able to capitalize on opportunities as they come up in the moment that quickly, that rapidly, unless you're actually executing in all of the places where the opportunities might arise. Put in the effort, do the work, and figure out how to put your business and yourself into the line of fire when it comes to something happening in the market, something happening with your customers, something happening with the product, in order to be able to get there and do it and take advantage of it quickly. When you're in the mode of discovery and creation of a net new product or a business, it's easy to get wrapped up in thinking about scale and thinking about how many customers you're going to have and a line of sight to $1 billion and how you're actually going to get to the hockey stick, how you're going to do all these fantastically amazing great things. But the most important thing to remember is that you have to start with one customer. You can't get to 2 before you have 1, and you can't get to 10 before you have 2, and you can't get to 1,000 before you have 100. You need to be able to identify those immediate advocates. And in my opinion, one of the greatest ways to do this is leveraging early MPS scoring, early surveying, and understanding who's giving you a 10, almost discounting the negative side of the feedback in favor of looking at all of the positive feedback in order to be able to go after them and understand why they bought your product in the first place, so you can get them to refer more customers to you and actually find more people like them. I think MVPs are super useful as a forcing function. Instead of trying to use a V1 to identify whether or not someone wants to actually acquire your product for something, whether that's engagement or revenue or something along those lines. But it gives you just sort of a stake in the ground to be able to actually go out and figure out whether or not the value you're intending to deliver can get delivered to the audience that you want to receive it. That's really what they're for, right? I mean, there's really no need to be building excessive amounts of technology, to be making exceptional capital investments and trying to get them out in front of the customers. You need to be asking yourself if you're spending a lot of time and money before putting out what you're calling an MVP, you need to be asking yourself why and how can you make it easier on yourself. Easier on maybe your co-founders, easier on the business, easier on your investors, and just get something into the hands of those people, whether that be through like sneaker net or just, you know, quick delivery somehow, shape or form, super manual, super scrappy, super nothing at all to do with high polished apps or tech or anything like that. Look, maybe you have businesses where that's required. That's possible. That's certainly possible. But I think for the most part, if you're just trying to vet an idea and vet something through, MVPs are still exceptionally useful, especially if used in the right way and not taken to mean, hey, we have to have this super polished V1, V2 product with all these features before we actually unleash it into the wild and get a whole bunch of people using it. Try to figure out a way to do it better, faster, cheaper. I'm gonna talk a little bit about what product managers can do, especially those that are in startups right now. What can they do to better equip themselves? If they're looking to get into product, if they already are in product, where is the career trajectory headed? What are the things that they need to be doing to prepare themselves for the future? And I think this comes down to one word, and that comes down to marketing. Or as I've come to start to think of it more and more, is really attention, or building attention towards your product in general. This is a skill, and this is a set of things that a lot of product managers lack, just given the nature of how the role has started to splinter and factor more towards shipping and execution and less about all of the other things that circle around that, whether it's talking about go-to-market or anything to do with those types of activities. I think any product manager today is going to be well-suited and better off if they go out and try to figure out how can they get attention onto their product by any means necessary. This does not just mean advertising. This means content marketing. This means understanding how brand strategy relates to product strategy. This understands how to deliver disproportionate value to your customers and to your audience. This really means how do you mix a blend of experiential type stuff alongside sales offers and asking people to buy your things. I think that there's a lot of nuance that gets missed and is missing today in the way that a lot of startups, especially those that are just coming out of the discovery phase and starting to head into market, are approaching this subject. And I think any product manager is going to be much, much better off if they start to understand how this works and how marketing and product work together in a better way in order to be able to continue to deliver value to their customers. What has been the single biggest thing that I've been thinking a lot about this week and really trying to internalize, which is just doing things and not thinking or overthinking them too much, and not allowing myself to get shackled by obstacles. And when faced with an obstacle, trying to figure out a way to go over, under, around, or through it in order to be able to come up with a solution to just keep moving, just keep going, and not to get held back by it. I think as soon as we talk too much about obstacles, you know, at least for me personally, I start to feel negative and start to feel like I'm not gonna be able to get this done, I can't get past it, I can't keep going. And knowing that the most important thing is just keep moving, keep doing, instead of striving for perfection and just to get stuff out there, that's it. Products, and maybe businesses for that matter, don't get built off the back of checklists. I think with all of the materials and advice and everything that's available today and that's out there, it's easy to trick yourself kind of into thinking, oh, we just need a couple features here, a little Facebook there, a little this, that, and the other everywhere else, and think, hey, this is just gonna work. We just need to just do this 1, 2, 3, and it's as easy as that. I think the challenge though is trying to get into the depth of value. And by that I mean understanding what you're actually giving to your customers and your users in order to be able to make them feel as though you appreciate them, that they want to come back, and that they should be using your product on a day-to-day basis, as opposed to just kind of tricking yourself into thinking that you're doing everything when all you're really doing is just executing at face value.